Hi, Abraham. There are about three questions rolling around in my mind, but I'll pick one.
Usually when there are three questions rolling around, they're all about pretty much the same thing.
Oh, yeah, all about the same thing. But let me pick one that's been on my mind. I invest in the stock market, and as most people know, it's a roller coaster. Many people like to ride roller coasters because they enjoy the fear that they get. And to some extent, the ups and downs are what I get off on also. It's a wonderful game. It's a game where the rules are always changing. But the downs do get scary, and sometimes I'm at a point now in trying to follow my emotions where I am anticipating move down, enjoying the fact that I'm getting a little scared, but then it gets so steep and crazy that I go, oh my gosh, I'm really scared now. I've trained myself to, at those times, to act against my fear, because every time I sort of responded to my fear by cutting and running and hiding, it was the wrong move within minutes or hours or days. I've learned to move against my fear and buy in those times when the market's crazy. And that has most of the time worked. But it is extremely uncomfortable during the process.
I imagine it would be.
In other words,
it's like you listening to my guidance system and the feeling of fear. I know clearly what I don't want, and so how do you discover in the midst of that fear what you do want?
Well, I know in this case, I know that to do the opposite of what my fear tells me to do is the right thing to do.
Clever.
I guess I'm at the point now where I am in the market right now is sort of at the point where things can be interpreted as scary, and it's almost like the scarier I get, the more I want to buy, and so I'm waiting to get extremely scared to do so. And I realize in working with these principles that this is a crazy way to think about this.
There is something slightly off here.
Yeah, there's something, as you would say, screwy. And so, I've in listening to the questions today and the answers, I've almost got this figured out. I haven't quite connected the dots, so maybe just some short clarity enhancing would be helpful.
Well, let's do it here. We think we can connect some dots for you about this, and you're right. We have been sort of building to an understanding about this. So let's recap some of the discoveries that we've already made together today, and let's apply them here just for the fun of it. So you talk about the volatile market and the fear that erupts within you as you focus upon thoughts that are clearly not what you want, as you think thoughts about things going bad or about recession or even depression, as you think about losing a lot of money, as you think about others that you care about losing a lot of money. Of course, you cannot turn your attention to thoughts like that without feeling really, really bad. This is the part that we are so excited to say to you here, because while you have started to think about it, even here in this room today, thinking about it as we chew with you here and embracing it fully is going to put you into a whole new place of understanding. So we're just going to be blunt about it, and then we can answer as many questions as you want relative to it. But can you see how, you talked about this roller coaster market, can you see how in light of what we've been talking about here today, that that roller coaster instability in a current economic financial market is the very upheaval that is going to put the value in future markets.
Yes.
Isn't that an exhilarating acknowledgement? In other words, it's like all of this volatility that has everyone all upset is really the contrast that is assuring the certainty of the positive future markets. And the reason that we can say this so emphatically and you can agree with it so emphatically is because you have come into the knowledge that contrast does cause desire, and desire does cause a vibrational escrow that begins to amass. So, And when you think about the markets, not just the stock markets, but the economic, all of the economic markets, look at your economy today and the vastness of it, even compared to 100 years ago. And understand that the reason that the economy is so much bigger is because contrast has parlayed it into vibrational escrows that have made it so. So the success for anyone in the market is only about finding a way to become a vibrational match to the vibrational escrow that is amassing because of this. In other words, the wealth of so many is so much more assured because of the volatility and the instability in the current market. Isn't that an incredible thing to understand? And doesn't it give you ease? Doesn't it take you out of the group of the frantic and worried and put you more in the group of the optimistic and hopeful? And can't you turn your attention? In other words, it feels to you, because you are in a very action-oriented, need to respond now, you feel that you need to be responsive to the market. And so we would like to say to you what we said to our friend who was talking about her cabin some time ago. There is a way to slow the whole thing down. In other words, you can slow down your involvement in it. You don't have to be so actively responsive day in and day out. You can sit back and hold tight a little bit, because you have knowledge that the future market is going to be bigger and better because of the instability of the current market. It is our absolute promise to you. It is always, 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 always so. And of course, you know that. That's why you say words like, in the long run, we're all right. It's the short run that we're all worried about. It's why people want to have deep pockets. It's why they want to be able to ride it out a little bit. But just think in those terms. Think in terms of, let every action that you offer relative to the trading that you're doing, let at the basis of it be your understanding that it's all going to be all right. And in that way, you will bring yourself into stability. You're talking, and we're acknowledging, you said it, and if you didn't say it, we were going to say it. Your approach to this has been screwy, 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 by saying, I'll use my guidance and I'll find out what really feels good, terrible, and then I'll do the opposite of that. We want you to find the feeling that doesn't feel terrible before you take the action. In other words, don't take the action amidst the negative emotion. That's what we mean by writing it out a little longer and waiting until you feel better. And we've given you a key. You've already known it, but we've enhanced it. The key to feeling better is acknowledging that the future market is secure, that it is stable, that it is more. It's like saying to someone, and we really, really mean this, when someone is really, really sick, the part of them that is in vibrational escrow is weller than it has ever been. The question is, can you take your attention off what's sick and put it upon what's well? And it's the same answer here, you see. It's just stepping back, looking at the bigger picture, soothing yourself with that bigger picture, getting your stability, and then being inspired to the action that will serve you right now, this red hot minute. Because you do need to be responsive. You can't hold back. We understand that. But don't be responsive until you have come into vibrational alignment with your knowledge of well-being of the big picture.
So what do I do with my fear at this point? Because
Try to morph it into something that feels less fearful before you take action. Never act in the midst of fear.
Okay. I'm almost at the situation where
talk it down. Talk it into another place. That's what we meant. Talk it into another place. Talk about the big picture. Step back a little bit. Talk about the unstable market and what it's doing to the future. Step back. Step back and make statements to yourself about things that have been working. Say to yourself, screwy as my plan has been, it's been working pretty well for me. Those kinds of things. He's trying to get our attention over there. He's setting the timer. There it is. Oh, what a surprise. Yes. They're ready to throw us all out of here. You have a sense of this, though, yes?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Yes.
And if before the seminar ends you have not come to full resolve, we will bring you back and talk about it again. Because there is nothing more emphatic than the subject of economy that helps you to understand more clearly your vibrational escrows. Well, there is your body. There is nothing more than money and your body that is more... Well, there is relationship. There is nothing more than money and... We'll get there for you.
That was one of my other questions, but thank you very much.
Good time for a segment of reflection.